views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration, love, acceptance, and fun? You are tuned in to the right place. The Laura Richer Show starts now. Join me, dating coach Laura Richer, and my co-host, matchmaker Peggy Bennett, as we share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Attract the relationship you truly want and deserve. Now, join us for the show. Good morning and welcome to the Laura Richer Show, broadcasting on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your host, Laura Richer, and today we are talking about how you can tap into the wisdom of the subconscious mind to help you have a better dating experience. Today, I have a very special guest on the show, hypnotherapist Mary Lee LeBay. Welcome, Mary Lee. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning. Mary Lee is not only a hypnotherapist, she's also a hypnotherapy instructor as well as a five-time author. And Mary Lee was also my hypnotherapy instructor. And so it was very exciting for me to have you on the show today because you were one of the best teachers on my journey to becoming a practitioner.
Oh, thank you.
So when I took your class at Bastyr several years ago now, you gave me a really great piece of advice. I remember I was talking to you, asking you, you know, what do you do when people think hypnotherapy and past life regression is a little bit weird? How do you handle that? And you had such a great response. I don't remember if this was the exact response, but you're like, why would I care what other people think? I thought, oh, that's an option too. So that was, that was really gave me the confidence to go get started on my path. And I opened my business after doing the work that I did with you. So I wanted to have you on the show today to talk a little bit more about hypnotherapy and how it can help people. And I did notice when I was doing my research on your website that you have a program right now, I think is it Clarity Coaching, that you do work with people after they've done all their certifications?
I do, yes. I work with already certified hypnotherapists, either my students or other people's students. People who are struggling to develop their business, or they want to move it to the next level.
Yes.
Right?
Giving them that confidence to move
forward. Yeah, confidence. We look at everything from their website to what they're writing and how they're marketing themselves. And it's the whole thing. But to support them, I really want my students to be successful.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's a great reflection on me, too. So, you know, we both win when you're successful.
Absolutely. Well, you were an amazing teacher to help me boost my confidence to get started. So
thank you.
If you are a practitioner and you need a little support, check out Mary Lee's website about that program. So today, though, on Richer Love, we have been talking about dating and finding the right relationship. And we're going to continue on that topic today, talking about how hypnotherapy can help people when it comes to finding the right match or clearing the obstacles and toxic patterns maybe that they find themselves in. So I would love to hear a little bit more about how you got involved with hypnotherapy and past life regression.
Okay. Well, my journey has always been a spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. You know, the mind expansion and personal development for myself. So I started at a very young age with astrology, tarot, all those things. But when I was in my mid-30s, I finally got somebody to do a past life regression on me. So we're talking mid-80s. Nobody do the math now.
Yeah.
Stop
a few
with
years
the math.
Ago.
Right, a couple years ago. It really wasn't that available. You couldn't find people to do regressions on you. So I really thought I had hit the jackpot with that. And I got so enthusiastic that I just kept studying it and experiencing it and exploring that whole realm. And then I had people asking me to do it for them. So I figured out how to do it and was providing a lot of past life regression. Then I went and got my hypnotherapy certification. I thought, well, might not hurt to have a few credentials behind this.
Right.
But that just opened up a whole world for me, because now I had this whole variety of therapeutic techniques that I could use, and I could apply it within the past life session. Did you take my past life training as well?
I did, yes.
So you can see how we blended that in, and that was something that I developed.
That's fantastic and so important, because when you are doing past life regression, sometimes you can come across some painful emotions and difficult situations, and you do need those other therapeutic tools to help the client work through and get to the other side of those. So.
Yeah, more than likely we do find some traumas, right?
Yeah.
Because in every lifetime we'll have lost somebody or have unrequited love,
yes,
or some trauma, an accident or something. So sure, yeah, and then we can actually do the healing and do a lot of the work right there in the other lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get a little more in depth with that here, but for right now, let's focus on hypnotherapy and helping clients in this lifetime release blocks. So when you work with a client who is stuck in a difficult relationship pattern, are there anything that you notice with clients that are kind of consistent when somebody gets stuck in a negative pattern that they can't seem to break free of, from that they're dealing with similar issues? Or is it different
for
everyone?
You mean between clients that it's similar?
Yes.
Well, it can be to a degree. I always approach every client as being very uniquely individual. So I their set of circumstances, and of course my perspective is where they've come from,
right,
all these lifetimes, what they've come in with, but then, you know, their behaviors, their personality, and then the environment. So it's a very unique blend. So we approach it separately, but people do have patterns. If you don't have good boundaries, you're going to find that, you'll go, like every person you date, there's going to be a boundary issue,
yes,
right? There's going to be some repetition there until that gets fixed.
It's because you're attracting that same type of person to you.
And responding to them the same way, or allowing things to happen that you don't like, but you're compensating for that and sticking around anyway, you know, or need to build those boundaries differently. Boundaries are a huge issue in relationships for any of us.
Yes.
I mean, maybe it's with you and your boss, or with, you know, you and a lover, or you and your parents, or whatever. Building those healthy boundaries and maintaining them.
Yes. So do you have any good client examples of how hypnotherapy has really helped someone build and maintain better boundaries and ultimately led to more fulfilling relationships?
I have lots of them. I think
I'm sure
wrote
you do.
One down,
yeah.
And now I can't remember. I can't remember what I wrote down. But yes.
Yeah.
What did I write? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Take your time.
Well, this one kind of refers back to a past life. Because the client example that I had actually provided here was a woman came in and she had a difficult time with her husband now, and he was very confining, restrictive, demanding, possessive, all of that. And she was just really miserable and wasn't sure what she was going to do. But we went into a past life and we found out that they had a relationship that was very identical then. And in that lifetime, because those were earlier times, her father had, you know, given her to this man for marriage, and he had presented himself very well, which he did in this lifetime as well. He presented himself, you know, kind and wonderful until the marriage happened.
Oh, wow.
And then the same thing had happened in that other lifetime. So there we're seeing a pattern that's over lifetimes.
Mm. So after she experienced that past life regression, what shifted with her?
Well, first of all, the knowledge of it, the awareness that that had happened, that was a part of his character, and the recognition that, you know, unless he's going to work on himself, he's going to continue with the same characteristics. And so she was faced with a decision, do I stay or go? Am I going to live with this? And in her case, she decided to go.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, she said, you know, I'm not seeing any signs after, you know, 15 years of marriage that he's willing to work on himself. And now we're seeing the pattern in another lifetime. And so that was her decision to go. But sometimes we're able to mend relationships.
Yes. And I do find with clients, sometimes they're a little cautious about doing some of this work because they feel like automatically it's going to have to end their relationship or they're going to have to make a really tough choice. And I always have to tell people that's not the case. There can be a positive healing outcome as well.
And even if there's tough cases or tough decisions to be made, they don't have to make them immediately.
Right.
Right. They don't have to give up their job or they don't have to give up their marriage. In fact, I have a client many, many years ago, and we did some empowerment with her. And she said that she had lost her independence when she got married. And we went back to the day that she got married. And she said, as I, you know, I got all dressed, and as I was walking out of my room to go get married, I took my independence and I put it on the table.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was sort of like an object imagery.
Yes.
For those of you who know the terminology. So she had put her independence on the table and walked out and, you know, didn't have it anymore. She knew in her mind that that was, the case. Well, you know, 20, 30 years later, she's not very happy about that. And so we found that we went back. It's a process, like a soul retrieval process. Mm-hmm. And we went back there, and I asked her, what do you want to do with this? Do you want to reincorporate that independence in you? And she said, I'm happy to know where it is and where I can find it, but I'm not ready because if I take that back today, I will go home and ask for a divorce.
Oh.
And I'm not ready. I need to put my ducks in a row.
Yeah.
And so we left it at that because this, you know, it's very client-centered.
Yes.
If they're not ready, then, you know, then they're not ready. You know, and it's not always that you have to make a drastic change.
And I think that that's a really important point to make. Even though hypnosis is becoming much more mainstream, even past life regression is a lot more mainstream than even since I've become involved with it, I think there's still that idea out there that somehow I'm going to be controlled in some sort of way or I'm going to have to do something. I found a quote on the Mayo Clinic site that said, hypnosis can be used to help you gain control over undesired behaviors or to help you cope better with anxiety or pain. It's important to know that although you're more open to suggestion during hypnosis, you don't lose control over your behavior.
Right.
So
exactly.
And I thought that it was interesting that they addressed that there because I do think that that's a concern sometimes that people have.
Well, and in the same way, we need to be concerned when we watch TV and we're listening to ads.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, subliminal messaging is happening all the time.
Yeah.
So we need to be strong.
Yes, yes. And that your hypnotherapist is not going to override your free will or the choice that you want to make, but instead really guide you to what your truth is.
Right. Yeah. And to have greater awareness, to really see, you know, who you are or who the other person is. And to be able to make those the appropriate changes.
Yes, absolutely. I actually had an experience in your class, in the past life regression class, when it was at Bastyr. And I was the example. You were the therapist, and I was the example in front of the students.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm sure you've done a million past life
senses. Yeah, I don't remember. But maybe when you tell me the details, I'll remember.
Yeah. I was at the time separated from my ex-husband. And while I was in a place where I felt compelled to leave, I was still kind of going back and forth about, is this the right choice? Am I doing the wrong thing? And I went into a past life where I saw him in the role of the father and me as the daughter. And it was in ancient Greece. And I just saw the whole dynamic play out. And I won't get too much into the details of how both of us had just a toxic effect on each other, and we blocked each other from doing what the other person wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so by having that experience and seeing it as a pattern and seeing it in a past life, it really gave me clarity that, yes, I am on the right path. I can trust my instincts. It's better for both of us to go our separate ways,
right?
Because that life actually ended in suicide. I wasn't suicidal in this life, but that's what
right.
I saw in that
good.
One. So for me, it had a very healing effect. There was nothing negative about it. It just affirmed that, yes, this is the right choice for me.
Right. This is the nature of the energy between us.
Yes.
And we don't need to do that. Well, and that's what happens is we, you know, if we've had a relationship like that, for instance, you meet that person in this lifetime and there's instant recognition.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a lot of the energy between you, and you think, well, it has to be then, you know, this is going to be an important relationship. We need to make this work. And then you get into it, and then you find out, no,
this isn't going to work.
That energy was something else, right? But
yeah.
The recognition is very subconscious, and I think anybody that we end up marrying or are really good friends with, those mm-hmm. people that we really connect with, we do have past lives together, but we really do need to figure out what is that energy and is it beneficial and useful at this time.
So do you think, looking at it from a spiritual perspective, because when I'm helping people who are dating, a lot of time we talk about, you know, infatuation and chemistry and how those feelings can be often misleading and cause you to kind of project onto the person who you want them to be and totally miss who they actually are. Do you think that has to do with karma or past lives or just that soul recognition of that person?
Well, the soul recognition is there, but I think it has to do more with just the makeup of who you are, the hormones the haze that comes over. I mean, it's so fun to fall in love.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's addictive.
I'm happy to do that all the time, although I'm married. So, but, you know, it's so much fun. So we make excuses. What is interesting, and we can talk about that maybe in the second section, is that the technique that we talk about, trust.
Yes.
And so we can elaborate on that later. But what's happening is it's more like a fog that's happening during that infatuation. Mm-hmm. And it's so fun. So, you know, enjoy it. But don't commit.
Yes.
Don't commit for, I tell people, in fact, in my book, 90 days. So when you meet that person and you're dating and you're in that infatuation, enjoy it, you know, have fun, but don't take it any further for 90 days, because that is really the time that it lifts. And of all the people over all these years that I've talked to, they all agree that it's like, wow, 90 days, and it was like the fog cleared.
Yes.
Suddenly,
then I start to notice a few things.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. I'm tired of the laundry on the floor, and I'm tired of, you know, just all the little habits and things. And so it starts sorting out.
So the example that you used earlier about the woman who had had kind of a repeat relationship with her husband where he was kind of constricting, what do you think was bringing them back together? And by leaving, did that break that karmic tie between them? Did that?
The only, well, I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Right? What would break the karmic tie between them is if one or both of them actually learned the lesson. In her case, it would be her, because she's working on herself and the relationship doesn't work for her. It works for him to have somebody locked in the house with him, you know, but it doesn't work for her. So she needs to have boundaries. She needs to have clarity, have good values, the virtues, which are the action steps to gain and keep those values. So her doing the work, then she would break the pattern because it wouldn't happen again.
Okay.
It just wouldn't happen again. She'd be aware.
And she wouldn't be attracted to that same energy.
No. I mean, she might be attracted, but it would be that 90 days. It would be like, oh, no.
Something's off here. Yeah.
Right. We're not going here again.
Very interesting. Well, when we come back, we are going to continue talking about hypnotherapy and how it can help you improve your dating life. So stay tuned.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com. Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Laura Richards Show, and today I'm with hypnotherapist and hypnotherapy instructor Mary Lee LeBay, and we're talking about how hypnotherapy and past life regression therapy can help you overcome obstacles in dating and other relationships. So welcome back, Mary Lee.
Oh, thank you.
And so we, on the break, were discussing some other relationship dynamics that can be healed through hypnotherapy or past life regression, and you brought up a really interesting case study or a client that you worked with who, through hypnosis, discovered some very interesting information about issues she was having with weight. And did that also relate to confidence as well?
Yes, okay. It would relate to confidence. In this case, the client had excess weight, and she's fought with that all of her life. And because the women in her family, the women, you know, close to her in her family, all had the same body shape, she thought this was mostly hereditary. So, you know, she had a certain approach, of course, diet and exercise and different things, but feeling like, well, this is just the way it is. Mm-hmm. Well, when we got into hypnosis and we started looking at where it began and just getting to the root causes, which I think is, of course, important, we realized that it had nothing to do with weight and exercise. It had to do with her subconscious protection, gaining the weight to sort of buffer the negative commentary that her grandfather gave to her mother, her grandmother, her aunt, the sisters.
Wow.
So that part of the family that were directly affected by this grandfather all had that shape. And she said, and then she started realizing, oh, the ones that didn't have direct contact with him aren't shaped like that. So
wow.
Maybe it's not hereditary. So as we started working with it, she was able to feel how that would be different. We used a couple different, you know, obviously mm-hmm. we use a lot of different techniques within the therapy to get to these points, mm-hmm. to get to that core issue, and then to have her start experiencing what it's going to feel like when her body is back to the shape that it would have been naturally without this. But in the meantime, she's dealing with this relationship with her grandfather, who's already passed away. Mm-hmm. But we can still talk to his subconscious mind.
Yes.
And so she was able to inform him and have that conversation and really, you know, kind of purge herself of her emotions around that. And creating the boundaries that you don't get to talk to us this way, you don't get to control us this way. I'm not going to accept that, right?
Yeah.
That kind of, you know, not only the words, but the feeling behind that. And then we did some cord cutting, you know, releasing the energy ties between them. And we'll see.
Yeah.
It's kind of an ongoing thing, so.
Did she have any idea that that was the root of where this came from?
No.
Okay. Did she even know that it was influencing her at all, this
she
past
knew,
experience?
I mean, she knew that that was a bad thing and an inappropriate way to be treated. But there was no direct correlation until we went in and took, and it kind of sprung on us because that we weren't going in that direction at all. Right. So we were starting to work, and she's keying in on her younger self, and you know, just kind of spontaneously. And then when we started looking at it, it had to do with these words that she was hearing and being battered with, the you know, that were demeaning and belittling and you know, lowering the self-confidence, and so the women would just gain the weight, mm-hmm. almost like having a cushion around them, right?
Protective layer.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the words would bounce off that way, and so now we're working on her being able to not be affected by those.
Wow, that is fascinating. Well, that is what I love about hypnotherapy. The subconscious mind is there's so much information that is influencing us all the time, and we might not be aware at how it's influencing us or what it even is. So just the process of being able to discover what that is so helpful in changing habits and building confidence. And I see that a lot when I'm working with clients on issues around dating, is there could have been some sort of what they've experienced as a traumatic event, maybe being made fun of as a little kid or a mm-hmm. sibling saying something negative to them that's really being held onto in the subconscious. And it's really blocking them as 30 and 40 year olds dating. And
right.
they have no idea that it's there.
Right. I mean, how many times do I hear from my clients, you know, they'll come upon something like that and they'll just say, wow,
yeah.
I didn't even remember that. I can't even believe that's a factor in what we're dealing with
right.
now. And yeah, those go into the subconscious and play havoc sometimes.
Well, that is why I chose to include self-hypnosis in my dating program. So in my Richer Love dating program, we have 12 weeks of self-hypnosis, just because I feel like that process and having that understanding is invaluable in building your confidence.
Yes.
So that when you do go out into the dating world, and we know dating without confidence is a disastrous situation,
yeah.
that you can be really self-aware and even know when you're having certain emotional responses, what the root of those are, so that you can consciously choose to respond in a different way.
Exactly. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good choice. Sounds like a wonderful program.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So when people are dating, I always recommend, I know I go back to the past lives,
yeah.
but I always recommend people come in or go see mm-hmm. you and experience a past life and see if you didn't have a past life, then it would be curious why you're even together now.
Okay.
Because we've had infinite numbers of past lives. And if you've never crossed paths, it doesn't mean that it couldn't happen and that it wouldn't be a good relationship. It still could be.
Mm-hmm.
But then you could also see past lives where that other person has been. So you can see their character, even if you didn't know them at the time.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot that can be done there. But certainly if you have been together before, it would be good to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of information that you can use to decide whether you want to move forward or not in the
relationship.
Right.
A lot of information that could be very valuable up front.
Yes. Yeah. You know, you brought up another interesting point in that example of the grandfather and the woman who was working with a weight issue, is that sometimes even though someone has passed away, we can still very much be in relationship with them and
yes.
even having a negative relationship with them just in our minds and the energetic ties to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, those words especially will keep playing over
right.
and over. But the energy, the tie is, you know, certainly still there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of strong tie, if left undone, they may come into lifetimes again and again together to
yeah.
work it out. And so, you know, I'm really proud of my client because she's going to work it out for herself.
So that
and
she doesn't have to keep doing it. Yeah.
Right. She's going to take care of herself.
Wow.
So that's very cool.
So in most of your work, do you bring past life regression into at least some of the sessions?
Yeah. It's not a requirement. It's not something that happens every time. It depends on the client
yeah.
again. But there's so much value in addressing that and bringing it in as part of the piece. Because my goal in working with people is to help them expand their awareness,
mm-hmm.
you know, their self-awareness, make better choices, enhance their values, that sort of thing. And when they have that perspective of who they are in other lifetimes, it broadens the even who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because now instead of coming into the room as Mary Lila Bay, I'm here, just me, little old me, I come in with 1,000 lifetimes and this wisdom and this energy that I can access. It's a different way of walking in the world.
Yes. So how do you explain past life regression? My audience and your audience already knows what past life regression is, but to somebody who's completely new to it.
Well, they'd have to be interested in hearing about it, or I won't explain it.
Yes.
I'm not into convincing people, but when people want to understand it, the short version of that is, we have a spirit. I think that's pretty commonly known, mm-hmm. that, you know, we have a spirit. We are residing in a physical body, or we have manifested this physical body that we're attached to. And so that's an amazing miracle that mm-hmm. we can take this flesh, this matter, and animate it and have consciousness and experiences and sensuality. Mm-hmm. So when we die and that spiritual body separates from the physical body, I think we also understand that there's something that's still happening. If you believe in heaven and hell, it means you believe that consciousness survives.
Right.
Or if you believe in ghosts or anything like that. So when that separates, the miracle is not that we could do it again. The miracle was that we could do it ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so once we know how to do that, why not be able to do that again and come back into the flesh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It's a different view, I guess.
But it's so healing. I'm actually working on my master's degree in clinical mental health counseling right now. I'm almost done. I have two semesters to go.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I have found, probably shouldn't say this, so hopefully no one from school is listening, that these modalities are just so much more effective in helping clients. And, you know, yeah. everyone's in a different place. Not everyone is interested in this and this won't resonate with them. But for people who are open, this can be healing in a way
yeah.
that hundreds of hours of psychotherapy might not get to, and hypnotherapy could just be a couple of sessions.
It's so true. One of my students at Bastyr was a classically trained psychotherapist mm-hmm. from Harvard.
Wow.
I mean, she had a PhD, her mm-hmm. credentials, and she took my class and she said, I'm only going to do hypnotherapy moving
wow.
forward. She said, this is so much more valuable.
Yeah.
And so I was really honored by that. I'm excited for her.
That's fantastic. I love hearing those stories. I was always drawn to kind of alternative spirituality, and I was very open to past life regression. But one thing that really helped me, I think I was in my early 20s, I read Many Lives, Many Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And just Dr. Brian Weiss being a classically trained, I think he was from Yale maybe is where he went to school.
Somewhere, yeah.
An Ivy League school, and he was a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but that he spontaneously came onto this in a hypnotherapy session, not even looking for this information,
right.
and it just showed up. So,
and it can.
Yeah.
Right. So I encourage psychotherapists to come take my course.
Yes, definitely.
Right? Because you want to be qualified to handle whatever comes up in your sessions.
Right. So back to the dating topic and how past life regression could help you in dating. I mean, I think the biggest thing for me is just having a better understanding of yourself and being able to trust yourself more because you mm-hmm. have that better understanding. A lot of times when I work with people who are dating and they've had some bad experiences, they're, you know, I don't know if I can choose the right person. I don't know if I'm safe to go out into the world.
Right.
And I was reading your blog and I came across a blog that you wrote that kind of is right on point with this. And you said, we can trust people to be exactly who they are. Can you trust yourself to observe their character and respond accordingly?
Right. And when I'm working with a client, maybe they'll come in, and we'll just use an example of a woman. I know that men have the same issues, mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of women will come in and they'll say, I can't trust men. Every time I'm dating, you know, they betray me, they cheat on me, they lie, they whatever, on and on and on. And so what we'll do, it's a process. We go back, you know, I usually ask them, take me back to the most recent time. Mm-hmm. And at the moment that you met him, and the listening audience right now can actually do this, go back to the last bad, you know, the last relationship that ended poorly.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they got there right away.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody's got one.
Yeah.
And from the moment you met them, at what point, if you were honest with yourself, if you were allowing yourself to be intuitive and really take in those signals, at what point in the relationship would you know that it would end the way it did? And most people, their eyes just pop. You know, it's like, oh, my God, first date, first hour. I had one client that said, before I met, before we started dating, because I already had heard of his reputation.
Wow.
And still, they dated, and it became a relationship, and it still ended the same way, right? And so,
are they in trance when you ask them these
yes.
questions? Okay, because I
yes.
bet when they come in just regular conscious state, they're like, I don't know why this is happening to
right,
me. Yeah.
Right, that's how they come in.
Right.
And then they go into trance, and they're very relaxed, and I have them really tell me the story. Okay, you met, tell me the story when you met, and we're going over it like a regression, mm-hmm. not a past life regression, but just a regression to that, and they're telling me about what they're observing, and very rarely will they say, no, they never gave me any clue.
Mm.
You know, if that's the case, I would imagine that the person was not really paying attention.
Right.
But what, you know, so we do that for the most recent relationship, and we go through there and we see what's happened. And so then we talk about what is the weakness that allowed you to override that.
Mm.
And we all have those.
Yep.
I mean, raise your hand.
Yeah.
Right? If you've ever, you know, well, he'll be different with me.
Mm-hmm.
When we get married, he'll change. When we have a baby, he'll be a good father. Mm. You know, it doesn't matter the way he's treated all the other women.
I'm different.
Yeah. Right? You know, all the things we all tell ourselves.
Right.
I wish my mother had really, I mean, you know, she gave me the lectures, but I wish she really would have given me the wisdom,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Or me to have the discipline to do it. But,
right.
you know, we think, well, you know, I'm so old, nobody else will love me, or I'm so lonely, I can put up with this. I mean, the stories go on and on and on.
Yeah.
So obviously we want to work on those weaknesses and strengthen the person so that they're not playing into that same game. But then we go to the previous relationship and we take a look at that. And then the previous relationship. And in each case, we look at what was going on that made you override that.
Yeah.
Because the signals are there. And like mm-hmm. you said, quoting me,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can trust people to be themselves. But can we really trust ourselves to observe that and
right.
to act appropriately?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it goes back to, are your values in order? Do you know that, you know, are you capable of having, you know, taking the action steps that are going to be required for you to gain and keep those values?
Yeah. You know, and I think it's so common. I see this especially with some of my younger female clients. And again, men have these issues too, but more women come to hypnotherapy. is that, you know, they have a desire to be married at a certain age or to be validated by a relationship.
Right.
And so because of that, they are able to override any of their instinctual, like, maybe this is a little off. And, you know, I had that experience when I was younger too, and it led me into a marriage that wasn't a great choice for me. And when I look back and I think, well, hindsight's 20/20, but really, honestly, I knew then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just didn't want to. I wanted to override that and project, you know, that it would be something different.
Right.
So
yeah.
when you do this kind of work, you do learn how to trust yourself, and then you kind of have less of a desire to override your instincts.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Oh,
yeah.
I know. You know, this journey of being a hypnotherapist and just having all the people that come in and mm-hmm. share their stories and learning so much about them and, you know, how they've pieced together their consciousness
yeah.
and their personalities and everything, it is such a blessing
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you just learn. Every client just gives the gift of opening your own awareness.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm always kind of going into trance with my clients. I get really relaxed and go into the visualizations. It's their visualization, but I'm trailing along.
Yes.
And I'm always telling myself, you know, as they're doing their healing, pay attention.
Yeah.
Right? I want to do my healing too. So, you know, if they're learning something, then, you know, hopefully I can learn something as well, so I don't have to make quite as many mistakes as I tend to do,
yes.
like we all do, right?
Absolutely. And there's value in those mistakes too.
Oh,
but
yes.
some
yeah.
of them we want to avoid. Yes. And I, early on in my career, I felt in the sessions, I'd be like, oh, I know exactly where this is going. This is where we're going to end up. She's going to realize that it was her relationship with her father.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting. I've let that go the longer I've done this, because I get taken on all of these different adventures with people that I had no idea what they were going to find.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's so fun. It's such an adventure, like you say.
And that is also the power of hypnotherapy, is it's not, you know, I can think I know the answer for that person, but often I don't. And when they find their own answers and connect with their own inner wisdom, it's so powerful to change and to build trust and confidence in yourself. It's really amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. I started out doing astrology in tarot, and I still incorporate astrology into each of my hypnotherapy sessions because it's a blueprint that I can really, you know, get to know that client quickly. Yeah. But, you know, I used to do mostly the psychic work. And then as I started working with clients, I realized that a couple of things. One is that their insights were going to be much deeper into themselves, but also for them to have the realization and these eye-opening experiences, it's much more effective than me saying, well, here, you need to stop doing this,
right?
Yeah. Right? Well, you know, I can tell you that you were, insecure and you are getting into these relationships. You need to stop that.
Right.
But then if they see it and they see it playing out and they can really feel that emotion and have that experience, they're going to, you know, that's going to be life-changing for them.
Because I think we resist, I think anyone resists other people telling them what to do.
Right.
I've had many moments where I'll think, oh, that's what my parents meant by that. But when they were telling it to me, I was not listening. Yeah.
All those words come in now, right? I know, but it doesn't stop anybody from telling or us, you know, this is what you need to do, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, finding your own answers is so powerful. I love working with astrology, too, just because it is just such a great avenue for like some self understanding that you might not have. In fact, in your class, we were talking about astrology one day, and I was telling you that I am a Pisces with a Gemini rising and a Virgo moon. And you're like, oh, that's all mutable energy. And then I went down that path. I'm like, yeah, that completely makes sense for my personality. So it is a great tool to kind of open that door for people.
I had forgotten that, but as we were sitting here, I was thinking, where's the Gemini in her chart? Because you talk, the chatter, you know, really quick talking and wonderful articulation. Me, I'm stumbling on my words. But
no, not
but,
at all.
That Gemini is helping you to be a good radio host.
So is the Gemini the fast talker? Because I get criticism for that. Like, could you slow down a little bit?
Yeah. Well, because your mind is going so fast. Yeah. And Gemini is definitely articulation. And it's ruled by Mercury, that is communication.
Oh, very and so, interesting.
But it's very quick.
Yes.
Very quick.
So tell our listeners, if they want to learn about hypnotherapy or have a session with you, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, I'll give my number. Okay. I don't always answer because of all the telemarketers.
Yes.
So if I don't answer, just text me, which might be more effective anyway. But it's 425-562-7277.
Okay.
Or they can go on my website, which is marylelabay.com, marylelabay.com. And all my contact information is there. I have an upcoming training that's going to kick off with a phone call on February 28th, but then the training is March and April if they want to get the full certification. And, of course, I do sessions as well.
Fantastic. And if you are wanting to learn more about my dating program that includes self-hypnosis and will get you ready to date with confidence, you can go to my website, richerhealing.com or richerlove.com, and check it out.
If I was single, I would take your class, course, because
right,
it sounds fantastic.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a 12-week online program that includes 3 one-on-one Skype sessions with me, as well as a weekly course about building self-esteem and confidence. It includes self-hypnosis. It's kind of based on my own journey with dating. After I got divorced, which was happening when I was taking your class, I was single for 5 years, which was such a blessing to be able to work through all of that stuff and do this kind of work. So that when I did finally meet someone, I wasn't attracting that same energy anymore. I was in the right place.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
So if you find a woman who is in a place in her life where she's single when she didn't expect to be, and you haven't navigated the online dating world or just dating in general in a long time, or if you find yourself stuck in negative patterns, it is definitely the right program for you.
Excellent. Yes. Yeah. Well, relationships are so important. You know, whether it's work relationships or love relationships, family, we learn so much about ourselves. It's in fact, before I met my husband, which was in 2000, so it's been 18 years, Before that, for a period of time, I was dating, and I thought I knew a lot about myself mm-hmm. because I had been doing a lot of personal work for years and years, hard work on myself. And I learned so much in a very short period of time about a lot of things. And each person that I dated, it's the old, you have to kiss a lot of frogs yes. to find the prince. And I did find my prince, but all those frogs were very important
yeah.
because I thought, oh, I could put up with this. And then it was like, no, mm-hmm. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Or I really need this. And it was like, oh, no. And so so as you're out there doing your relationships, for the audience, really look at what gift each person is bringing mm-hmm. you, even if it's a hard gift, yeah. if it's the gift of learning to trust yourself
yes.
or the gift of having better boundaries. Take a look at what they're bringing to you and then go see Laura or come see me either way and work on those things
yeah.
and take care of it, because the quicker that those things are taken care of, the freer you're going to be out there attracting the right person and having, enjoying yeah. a wonderful relationship.
Right. Instead of repeating the same lessons.
And struggling.
Yeah. I found that after I got divorced, I thought, I know exactly what went wrong there. I'm going to do something different now. And then I proceeded to continue to date basically the same person and had have it not work out for 5 years before I was like, oh, yeah, this doesn't work for me.
Right. What are the similarities here between all these guys?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But there That's was so a gift true. In each interaction and in the my marriage that was actually one of the things that I've reflected on now several years later is I don't know that I could do this work if I hadn't have had those experiences.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Exactly. Even all my excuse me. All my extraordinary experiences throughout my whole life, mm-hmm. all of them are just this treasure, even right. though some of them were rough or
painful,
shouldn't have happened.
Right, right.
Things like that. But I, they all come in as this rich experience that I can, gives me a platform yeah. for working with people.
What other modalities do you use when you're working with clients?
I do use, of course, NLP is mm-hmm. a lot of what I taught you. EFT, the Emotional Freedom Technique, tapping.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, I'll use that. Gestalt therapy, which is really fun because it's about paying attention to micro expressions and body movement and things like that. And it's interesting. For an example, with that, and I use it at the beginning of the sessions with mm-hmm. people when we're really looking at what we're going to work on during that session. But one client I had long ago, he was in trance, so he was all relaxed out, and something came up about his father. And I said, "Well, how's your relationship with your father?" And he goes, "Oh, it's fine," but his foot just started jiggling.
Oh.
Just one foot, just really jiggling. He goes, "Oh, my relationship is just fine."
Yeah.
And I said, and so I made the observation, which mm-hmm. is pretty gestalt way of approaching it. And I said, "Well, I'm just observing that when I mentioned your father, your foot started jiggling. Can you just tell me a little bit about that?" And then it just opened up this flood of dysfunction.
Wow, just with that one observation.
Yeah, it just opened everything up. And, and he had, I think, just thought, well, I'm going to put that aside, mm-hmm. this father thing. You're supposed to love and respect your father, so I can't, there's no problem here.
Right.
But as soon as I really made him, and it wasn't much, I just had to ask the second question, and all of a sudden it was just this, the rest of the session was about his problems with his father.
And that must really have been an amazing release, though, for him, too, if he was holding on to that his leg was shaking.
I know. Yeah. But it, it just comes out what we call it leakage.
Okay.
Right? Energy leakage.
Yeah.
Right. And it just comes out in these different ways. So, you want to be paying attention and observing
yeah.
when they're talking. And I also observe their language, what words they use, and how they express themselves, because it can be very revealing.
Yeah.
What's being kind of held off to the side or avoided.
Very interesting. Yeah.
And of course, reading energy. I work with spirits and spirit guides. I don't know. I guess we have a minute.
Yeah, let's talk about spirit guides. I didn't get to take that class.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah. Okay. Well, so I had a client for a long time. He came to me for months. He would come like every week, and he was a professional, and he always wanted to work, you know, with more spiritual stuff. So he had this whole executive thing going on, but then he'd come to see me and we would do all the spiritual work. So he really loved it. But what would happen is he had little children and he wouldn't get enough sleep. And so he'd come in, usually in the morning before work, like once a week, he'd come in for a session and immediately he'd fall asleep. Oh. And so, you know, as a therapist, you're like, oh, right? So I figure, well, you know, 5 minutes out of my sessions are 2 hours. So 5 minutes out of 2 hours is fine. If he needs sleep, we need to give it to him. So there's some visualizations or some language that I use while he's sleeping that, you know, is giving him the subliminal cues to have a deep, restful sleep and feel like it's hours long and all of that. But anyway, so he was sleeping. And I started paying attention to his guides, and four spirit guides came, and they were kind of working on him. And then they looked at me, and they realized I was there. So they started talking to me. And so I wrote down like this big paragraph of things, instructions that they were giving me of how to work with him. And I wrote all that down. So then I brought him back to communication level. He was still in trance, but he was not asleep. And so we had the rest of the session together, and we were talking, you know, we were doing our whole session. And at the end, I showed him my notes. And what he had spontaneously brought up in the session was identical to what the guides had told me, what I had written down.
So you knew already what he was going to say.
Right. Yeah. And I think they were kind of programming him in his sleep. And then of course, I was aware, but I was trying to still stay client-centered to see where he would go, but I was supporting it, but observing that it was exactly what I was supposed to be working with him about. So anyway, so that's one way. But of course, I also work with spirits that shouldn't be there.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was part of that class that you haven't taken in releasing spirits from people or working with them and finding out why they're there. Oftentimes, it's not the correct path to release them because that can be dangerous on many levels.
Okay.
And it might be even more useful to keep the spirit there if it's not really giving too much trouble.
Okay.
So I don't know what questions you have.
And that is actually work that I do not do. And I have sent people to you before that if you feel like you have some sort of negative attachment or negative entity or want to do some work, Mary Lee is an excellent person to call about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
And so, Mary Lee, one more time, where can our listeners find you?
Oh, thank you. please call or text 425-562-7277 or go to my website, MaryLeeLabay.com.
And you can find me, Laura Richer, at richerhealing.com or richerlove.com. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Laura Richer Show, using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. Join dating coach Laura Richer and myself, matchmaker Peggy Bennett, every second Monday on transformationtalkradio.com. If you've been feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem, you'll want to tune in each month for tools on how to attract the relationship you truly want and deserve. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.